The shock and sadness that gripped the nation yesterday was especially evident in communities around the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, where the shuttle Columbia was to have landed. NPR's David Mulpis reports.
The visitors' complex at the Kennedy Center is normally bustling with chatter, but yesterday, seagulls squawking in the breeze made more noise than people. For frequent visitors like Stephen Halsey and his wife Cheryl of West Palm Beach, it was a very difficult day. Stephen says they were on hand back in the mid-80s to witness the disintegration of the Challenger shuttle.
Seems like just that day over again, you know what I mean? It's really a terrible thing.
The Ellison family sat motionless and speechless in front of the astronaut memorial at the visitors' complex, looking at the names engraved on the black wall. It's a list of past astronauts who've died doing their job. The mother, Mary Ellison, and her preteen daughter, Krim, said they live close enough to watch nearly all the shuttle launches from their home.
I watched the crew go up, and then, of course, we watched them not come down the correct way.
What's so special about astronauts being killed?
Because they're doing experiments for us down here, so they're helping mankind by doing whatever kind of experiments they need to do up there and that we can't do down here.
Plus, they're willing to give their life to their profession. That's a big deal to me, you know. And we got to back them. That's part of American pride.
A pastor is in the crowd at the visitor complex announcing a special ecumenical church service planned for this morning. The Reverend Ken Babington of Cocoa Beach says there's a tremendous need for people here just to come together and reflect on what's happened to them as a community. We're all hurting, he says.
Every person that's involved with Kennedy Space Center, plus all the people in the community. One of the men that I was talking to today that works directly on the shuttles, he was almost crying when I called him this morning. And the wife that has only been in the area for a couple of years was out at the landing site, and she was crying.
It's the kind of pain you pray about, Babington says, but never quite get over. Ron Swank feels the same way. He's the mayor of nearby Titusville. That's his part-time job. His main work for 21 years has been at Kennedy Space Center.
I have worked launches and landings. I've met quite a few of the astronauts, so it's a personal hit to me. It's not just a job. When something like this happens, it just shakes you, and it just, you know, what can we do better?
After this expression of self-doubt, Mayor Swank adds that we can't let this set the space program back. We have so much more to learn, he says. One footnote, all of Florida didn't stop in their tracks and become glued to their TVs and radios like they did when Challenger went down. In Tampa, a Pirates parade that's more like a New Orleans Mardi Gras in its partying atmosphere went on as scheduled, and police say it was as crazy as ever. Every half hour, though, the parade was halted for a moment of silence. David Mulpis, Titusville, Florida.